The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. My grandmother was the second to the last child in a huge Irish family. When her parents died, she and her husband, Doc, the optometrist, inherited the three-story house with the bay windows and wraparound porches, the house, and the bachelor uncles, the youngest of whom, Uncle Bernie, lived there still when I was a child. On Sundays, when we got to Grandma's, we'd run into the parlor where Uncle Bernie stood waiting for us, hands in his pockets. He shuffled his slippery shoes on the carpet and flapped his pant legs, and in the distraction, flicked Necco wafers out of his pockets and sticks of Beeman's gum, one for each of us, scrambling on the floor, laughing up at the dome of his Santa Claus tummy. Uncle Bernie, they said, was different before the Depression. He lost all his apartments, everything, in the crash of 29. He wore a suit every day and always drove a Cadillac. My grandmother's albums have pictures of him during the war. That would be World War I, when she knit socks for the men in the trenches. In every photo, Uncle Bernie stands in uniform beside the elephantine haunches of an automobile. Uncle Bernie drove the general's Cadillac. Uncle Bernie didn't read to us or play games of cards like my grandfather did, but he let us sit on the toilet seat or the edge of the bathtub in his bathroom and watch him shave. He sudsed up a brush in a cup the way our dad did, and the lather all over his face made him really look like Santa Claus. We'd kick and bounce and call for him to dab us on the nose, expecting the taste of whipped cream and not soap. The aftershave was Old Spice, and he made burbly sounds and smacked his jiggly cheeks. He smeared some white goo from a tall bottle onto his palms and into his hair, and the comb left tracks front to back through his white widow's peak. He was getting ready to go across the street to 12 o'clock Mass. No way we could go to 12 o'clock Mass. We went at 7:15 or 9:30. 12 o'clock Mass was for people who were lazy. And Uncle Bernie. You didn't ever get to do something just because Uncle Bernie did it. At dinner, he ate his dessert, a bowl of custard, first. My grandmother made his plate up special in the kitchen. The meat had to be extra well done black. He wouldn't tolerate spaghetti because it looked like worms, nor could he bear the sight of a green bean because there could be a worm hidden inside. Uncle Bernie's cure for any ailment was bicarbonate of soda. Sometimes my mother and the aunts would exchange murmurs and glances because of him in the bathroom after dinner. There's a famous family photo of me in a skinny wet bathing suit, cringing in black and white beside the rear bumper of Uncle Bernie's Cadillac, wailing straight into the lens, "I can't!" He's bowed to the box camera at his belly, telling me to stand up straight, stand still, and smile. Uncle Bernie wouldn't think of bare feet and hot asphalt, only that one of those kids in the wading pool by the driveway should get over here next to his green and white Cadillac for a picture. Uncle Bernie spent his weekday evenings at a funeral parlor. It was just one more oddball thing Uncle Bernie did, hanging out with his friends in the back of a funeral home. Uncle Bernie, he drove the general's Cadillac. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.